Welcome to the CEO Sayla podcast, the place where you can feel your growth from a place of rest, not stressed. This episode is dedicated to help you overcome feelings of overwhelm. Let's start by taking some slow, deep breaths, allowing your body and your mind to relax and come into quiet stillness before the Lord. As you breathe, notice any place where this feels challenging, where it might feel hard to settle and relax. Ask God to show you any tension that exists in your body, your mind, your soul, or your spirit. But instead of fighting against it, simply acknowledge its presence, then picture Jesus coming in and placing his hand over that area of tension and replacing it with his peace instead. When we feel overwhelmed, it's often because we are looking at ourselves or our circumstances instead of keeping our gaze fixed upon the Lord. The word overwhelm is a compound of two words, over and whelm. The word whelm carries with it the idea of being submerged, and its origins are based on words that mean to bend over or to cover. It's like Peter stepping out of the boat, at first walking on the waves, but then sinking as he focused on the storm instead of his Savior. These moments can feel scary, like we're at the mercy of the waves. Yet Jesus never leaves us or forsakes us. Think back to the most recent time you were overwhelmed. Maybe it's even now, or just before you started listening to this episode. As you recall that place of overwhelm, think about how you felt in that moment. You may even want to pause if you want to capture those thoughts or emotions on paper. Now see yourself in that same moment, but with Jesus present in it. Pay attention to where he is in relation to you. Is he in front of you, beside you, behind you? Also notice how close he is to you. As you focus on Jesus, notice what that does to those thoughts and feelings of overwhelm. Again, you may want to pause if you want to capture this on paper. with the reminder that Jesus is always present with you, even in a state of overwhelm, let's see if we can also shift how you view the overwhelm to prevent it from looming large in the first place. For the word overwhelm itself, I want to take the parts of its definition that means to cover over, to weigh, or rest upon overpoweringly. First, recall to mind the account of Moses in Exodus when he asked to see God's glory and God placed him in the cleft of the rock while he passed by. What if overwhelm was an invitation to experience a closeness to God in His glory? To allow Him to cover you with His hand as He speaks the truth of who He is and what He can do. Consider that for a moment. You may want to capture what comes to mind on paper. Again, what if overwhelm was an invitation to experience a closeness to God and His glory? To allow Him to cover you with His hand as He speaks the truth of who He is and what He can do. If you need more time, hit the pause button. Second, what if overwhelm was like the earth a seed is planted into and covered over with? Of God's way to help us die to ourselves so that we may become more fruitful, like that kernel of wheat Jesus refers to in John chapter 12, verse 24. What if we leaned into the overwhelm like the soil and looked for ways God wanted to nurture us? So we can grow past our circumstances and bear fruit. Again, what if overwhelm was like the earth a seed is planted into and covered over with? Of God's way to help us die to ourselves so we may become more fruitful. What if we leaned into the overwhelm like the soil? And looked for ways God wanted to nurture us so we can grow past our circumstances. Now use one of those images and apply it to that time of overwhelm, asking God to show you what He was doing in that moment. Ask Him what He wants you to see and learn so that you can grow. Again, take your time, and you may want to write down what came up so you can remember it in the times when you are tempted to feel overwhelmed. If you need more time, hit the pause button and come back to this scripture-based meditation anytime you feel overwhelm threatening to overtake you.